first and last name, position, and who you work with, please.
Yeah, I'm Kurt Schaefer. I'm the director of the Missouri Department of Natural Resources.
Good to connect with you. We're here at the Missouri Governor's Conference on Ag, and you were just part of a panel discussion. I know you gave several updates, including on the water export implementation that's underway. What can you tell us about the applications and where things are at the department?
Yeah, so the Water Export Bill, also known as the Missouri Water Preservation Act, that passed last legislative session, 2024, in the General Assembly, and it basically sets up a structure for the Department of Natural Resources to permit any large users of water that are going to export water out of the state of Missouri, whether that be, for example, water out of the Missouri River or groundwater. We really haven't seen that be an issue yet in Missouri, but it's certainly an issue in other states. And as water becomes more of an issue, we're trying to stay ahead of that. And so essentially it would prevent other states from building a pipeline, for example, into Missouri and taking large quantities of water away from Missouri, which would have a negative impact on not only agriculture, but on municipalities that use it for drinking water, as well as all the other entities that use water here in the state of Missouri. We're very fortunate in Missouri. We have been at near drought conditions for a while, we still are a water-rich state, and it provides a lot of economic opportunity, especially for agriculture. We need to make sure it stays that way.
So I think if I understood correctly, coming out of the last session, there was talk about a rulemaking process, but that's been adjusted a little bit, right?
Yeah, so the way that works is when the legislature passes a law like that, the agency that's responsible for carrying out that law has to promulgate a rule, which is how they interpret that law and how they're going to carry it out. And DNR, we're in the process of doing that now in the early stages, and we'll have lots of public notice and public input as we develop that rule. But at the early stages of that right now.
Okay, are you having any meetings? Any more details you can share that maybe farmers might be interested in going to or learning more about?
Yeah, I don't think there's any meeting scheduled right now, and certainly on our website and other ways we'll let the public know about that so people can participate. But right now I'm not aware of anything on the immediate horizon.
Ultimately, if you're a farmer and you have land in Missouri, and like if you're in a bordering county and you have a land in Missouri and like Arkansas or Missouri and Kansas or Missouri and Iowa, you would have to get an application or get a permit from the department in order to take water out of the state.
Well, it depends on the quantity, and that's what we're going to determine. Right now, if you use over 100,000 gallons of water in the state of Missouri in a year, you are required to register as a large water user. And so, you know, those are usually bigger entities. There also are exemptions in that state law for entities that are along the border. So, for example, if you're a town that's on the border of Missouri and Iowa and you're using water from Missouri for your municipality, some of it going to Iowa, for example, that's exempt. So there are some exemptions for that circumstance.
Okay, so a farmer, it just really depends on size. Are there a lot of farmers now that do get permits at all for the amount of water that they take?
Well, there's no permit for being a large
farmer. I'm sorry.
Water
the notice that you have. Are there a lot of farms that give notice to the department right now that they use a certain amount of water?
There are some. It tends to be more industrial users. And the reason for having that is it's not a permit. It's not anything that we approve or disapprove, but it allows us to keep data. So when we do look down the road at maybe another state coming in and wanting to take water from the state of Missouri, when we can show how much water Missouri farmers, for example, are already using and that potential water export would be a negative, that's going to give us the ability to make a decision on whether or not that's a positive thing for agriculture.
When I think of this implementation, I think of farmers in the southeastern part of the state being most affected because they irrigate. But I wonder, do you see this being something that farmers across the state should be keeping an eye on, not just in the boot heel?
Yeah, first of all, I think this legislation was overwhelmingly supported by agriculture over the fear that potentially you've got a lot of agriculture operations in the state of Missouri that, whether it's center pivot or anything else, they do use a lot of groundwater, and the idea of maybe some other state coming in and tapping into that groundwater or Missouri River water to the detriment of those farmers was a real concern. And, you know, it's a positive thing that legislation passed, and we're going to put regulations in place to carry out what the intention of the legislature is on that.
What else would you like to say?
That's it.
Thank you for your time.
Yep, thank you.